This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump has called for immigration raids in more than a dozen major U.S. cities to start Sunday. Had called for those immigration raids, but abruptly called them off on Saturday. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they've been offering compromises on immigration that some other Republicans accept, but President Trump never wants to take the deal. Instead,
he keeps threatening different policies and doesn't follow through. We're going to stop all trade with Mexico. We're going to now deport people. We're going to put tariffs on Mexico. It's erratic and inconsistent, and nothing is getting done.
Trump had called for the raids in more than a dozen major cities, then abruptly called them off. Schumer says the real immigration solution is to let people claim asylum in their home countries. Julie Walker, New York.
Celebration has broken out in the Turkish city of Istanbul, where the opposition has won a controversial revote in the mayoral election. Parades of cars are honking their horns and people are dancing in the streets in a celebration expected to continue through the night. Turkey's opposition won the vote in a city seen for 25 years as the base of power for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan's candidate, Binali Yildirim, was quick to congratulate his opponent, Ekrem İmamoğlu, for his victory. President Erdogan tweeted his congratulations as well. Provisional results indicate İmamoğlu increased his winning margin to more than 700,000 votes, with 54% of the total votes, up from the razor-thin majority of 13,000 votes in the March poll. Election authorities annulled that victory on a technicality. One civilian has died and seven others wounded Sunday in a Yemeni Houthi rebel attack on an airport in southern Saudi Arabia. The news came from the Saudi-led military coalition. This is VOA News.